Ladies and gentlemen, episode 64 of the Takeover Sports Podcast. It's your boys, Ryan Seacrett and Seth Newville. We are back for a lot of sports to talk about. A lot of basketball today, college and professional. The trade deadline just got done today here at 1 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. Some decent moves happened, but first, Seth, we got to introduce our guest we have on today. Do you want to introduce him?
I'll let him introduce himself.
Ooh, okay. Hey, man, what's your name?
I'm Will Black.
Willie B joining the show, everybody. Turn me up. Let's go. We got a lot of basketball to talk about, and his Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That was probably the worst intro. I should not have let you introduce yourself. That's a rookie podcaster mistake.
His Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl. I'm super happy for him. He's been on cloud nine, I feel like, the last few months. So
we're running it back, dude.
Let's give it up for the Buccaneers. Honestly, Tommy Tom comes in and just carries the ship to victory in his hometown. I mean, in Tampa.
He's gonna go back to back first time.
No, he's not.
He did it in
2003, 2004, whatever that was.
Enjoy this one right now.
Just enjoy it.
I don't have to worry about this.
Just enjoy it, Will. Don't get your hopes up either. Just saying.
Hey, we made it through the NFC, so.
Oh.
We had a tough playoff road. But
They've had a hell of a free agency, though. We'll get to that, though.
Yeah, we will get to that. But first, we got to start with the NBA trade deadline. What does that say?
Winston Revenge Tour.
You're damn right, James.
No way.
You're damn right.
He's going to throw it to Here the it Bucks comes. For the first time.
Here it comes. No, yeah, he'll for sure throw at least two within both games. It's bound to happen. It's Jameis.
Yeah.
It's Jameis. But I do see him improving a lot, though.
It's Jameis after a year under Peyton in his Saints system. I think he'll be a little better.
Yeah, it's a much more conservative system for him, too. Yeah, that video of him getting a little emotional, too, talking about Drew. I feel like he's going to have a good year. I got high hopes.
He's going to eat a lot of W's.
Hey, it's voidable. It's all voidable. It's the biggest fake contract we've ever seen.
I wouldn't mind a fake contract that big.
If that was a legit contract, I don't think I'd be a Saints fan.
Really?
That's insane to pay him $35 million a year.
True.
That's insane to me. That's incredible. Anyways,
I don't want to see him anywhere else.
That's true. Sean has the biggest boner for him. Miami Heat acquired Victor Oladipo from the Houston Rockets. Now looking at that James Harden trade with the Nets, it's kind of looking disastrous. They still have like 9 total picks, but I feel like those picks kind of have to pan out. What do you think,
Seth? it's to an extent. I mean, you look at the players. What is it? They got like Kelly Olynyk, Avery Bradley, like 2 other scrubs basically that is what the Rockets acquired overall through this James Harden saga. But at the end of the day, it comes down to those picks. They got 4 first-round picks. I mean, if we looked at the same players that were involved in the Celtics and Brooklyn Nets deal a couple years ago when they gave them Kevin Garnett, Joe Johnson, and Paul Pierce and all those guys, and they didn't get any good players out of that either. But they got draft picks, which looked good at the time, and then those picks turned into Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown. So I think it's too early to tell if the Houston got... Really, but a lot of them are pick swaps, which I never really like pick swaps very much.
Why is that?
Because there's so much that could determine NBA. Like a pick swap, you go from normally like, 20-something to 15-something most of the time on a pick swap. Yeah. I'd rather just have like an outright with maybe like a protection on it. But.
Yeah, and there's so many rules with like the protection of picks too in the NBA. And I know it's only for lottery, but... If there's like top 3 protected, top 5 unprotected,
that's the big one right now because the Warriors own the Timberwolves pick. Unless it's top 3, then the Timberwolves keep their pick. So that's going to be like the big one on the line. I thought they're actually going to trade it at this deadline, but they didn't. But that's the big one. It's the top 3 protection.
Is that from the D'Lo trade?
Yes. I believe so, yeah.
I was going to say.
It has to be.
I don't know what else it would be.
Yeah.
Would it be the Wiggins? No.
That was the same trade, right?
Oh, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, it's got to be that trade.
Yeah.
Either way, I think the city of Houston is in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, tons. Hurting. Yeah. Astros, not in a good spot. The Texans.
A lot of negative.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we could go a whole episode about the Houston Texans. And then the Rockets, what could have been?
Yeah.
What could have been?
It just goes to show the NBA is such a players-controlled league now.
Oh, 100%.
It is not a organization-controlled league. It is not an ownership-controlled league. It is a players-controlled league, which I think has its benefits, but also has its severe downfalls as well.
Yeah, I completely agree. So another team we got to talk about, too, the LA Clippers. We knew they were in search of a point guard going into this trade deadline, and there's a lot of rumors surrounding Lonzo Ball going back to LA to go to the Clippers, but they didn't pull trigger on that. They went for Rajon Rondo from the Atlanta Hawks, and they gave up Lou Williams. How do you feel about that?
And a couple picks. I didn't think Rajon Rondo was that much valued, that much higher than Lou Williams.
I completely agree.
That
caught me off guard.
That one's over. They needed a pass first point guard. That's one thing that they have not had to facilitate for Kawhi. But my man Rondo is about to. He's about to play on every NBA team. I swear. He's got to be at like 9 or 10 by now.
I was gonna say he's close to double digits.
That dude's played everywhere.
Literally everywhere.
Last year, though, so.
He got a ring last year.
And hey, he's got a decent chance to win one this year with the Clippers. But it's the Clippers. We'll see how that works, you know. What was I going to say? What teams have Rondo been on? Hawks, Kings, Lakers, Celtics.
Mavericks.
I think he was in Chicago for a little bit.
Chicago.
Was he on the Bulls?
Yeah, he did play in Chicago for a little bit.
Okay, where else? We got Rut 6. Can we name them all?
Well, let me try going order. So Boston, where do you go right after Boston? Dallas, right?
Yep.
I think Dallas, right? That team was a disaster.
Did we count Dallas?
From Boston, Dallas to Sacramento.
Said Sac.
To, where's the next stop after that? On a nice play for both LAs.
Yep.
Atlanta, Chicago.
Hawks, Chicago. There's another one, I feel like.
I feel like we're missing one, too.
I gotta look it up.
He's put in his fair share.
Yeah. I feel like Chris Paul's on the same kind of.
Yeah, I think Chris Paul will bounce around quite a bit. Trevor Ariza, who got traded a week ago, broke the record for the most times NBA players ever been traded. Really? It's like 11 times, something like that. Or he's played on 11 teams. He's been traded like 7 times or something like
that. We're missing one team.
With Rondo?
Pelicans.
Oh, yeah.
That literally just came to me.
Yeah.
I think
he was on the Pelicans for, I think, one season.
That's when they made the playoffs. He balled in the playoffs that year.
That was the Boogie Davis team. Yeah. Which that team was honestly kind of nasty.
They swept Portland.
With Drew Holiday.
The year before Davis asked for a trade?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't like when players ask for trades.
I don't either. I don't think it should be that.
He could go all day about that. Don't even get him started.
You sign a contract. I don't understand that. Like, if you want to get traded, then why'd you sign the damn contract? Like, if you
no, I know, and that's why like our
I
boy
think maybe
Bradley
if
Beal,
it's like within a year, but when there's like 2-3 years left on it, it's like
a
bad look. Or it's not a good look.
I think you just play. I mean, you get paid to play.
Grind it out.
Yeah. I mean, what if you're on like a team for like 7 or 8 years and like you're patient, but like it just doesn't work out? Do you then have an excuse, or is it a problem? Because I think it's
your
a
excuse
problem.
Is free agency. That's your opportunity to then go
it's not
and
like
leave there.
Signed to a 7-8 year contract.
I know, but how do you turn down like a supermax, and they still can't figure it out? You know, like how do you turn down that money?
Grind out the supermax and then go somewhere else. You're getting paid like a.
You know, you said, what if you're on a team for like 7 or 8 years? It doesn't work out.
Yeah,
you're getting a
remember the documentary a year ago. Michael Jordan documentary. Scottie Pippen signed a 7-year contract.
And he stayed, yeah.
Was pissed off about it. It was a terrible situation.
He wanted out.
Grinded it out. Man now sits here with 6 rings making documentaries.
I also saw that he made more in contracts than Michael Jordan did, I think.
Yeah, Jordan, well, he got paid in Portland, too.
Yeah.
Portland brought the bag for Scottie once he left. When he was old.
Well, you want to know a team that was busy during the trade deadline? It was the Orlando Magic, sending Nikola Vucevic to the Bulls, Evan Fournier to Boston, and Aaron Gordon to the Nuggets. The move I like here the most is I think it's easily Vucevic to the Bulls. I think the Bulls, it was time to kind of, they had a nice young core. I think it's time the Bulls were starting to realize, all right, it's time to break this up. We got LaVine. We got Kobe White. We like Markkanen. Let's get Carter Jr. out. Let's get a legit veteran center in that's still in his prime, and they got Vucevic, and I think it was a great move.
I like it. I mean, they're both in their prime. I like that. This team better put up about 140 games. They can't defend a soul.
Nope. Yeah,
Kobe
no
White, Zach LaVine, Vucevic, and Markkanen. It's probably the worst defensive lineup I've ever heard, but they could score.
They're going with the Warriors tactics, just outscore.
Outshoot them.
Yep.
Every two they make, shoot a three.
Yep.
But I Vucevic is my guy. I love Vucevic. I was hoping he was going to land in Boston. That was like my end goal. Speaking of Evan Fournier with Boston.
Yeah.
I don't know why Boston, every year at the deadline, they go and get a wing.
I don't get it either.
Like, they've needed a big guy for like 8 years, and they will not. They refuse to get a big guy.
Yeah, it's why? So why? What's Evan Fournier going to benefit to this team?
And I just don't know where you're going to put him in. Are you going to put him in with a lineup with Kemba, Smart, Brown, and Tatum? Tatum's going to run the center now.
Yeah, I
didn't really understand it at all.
I don't either. Is Evan Fournier going? He's going to have to come off the bench, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's going to have to.
He's going to have to.
Yeah.
So does that really push this team over to the?
No, I think Boston is big. And then they traded Daniel Tice. So I thought they were my big losers
Questionable
of this
move.
Deadline. I mean, they got Fournier for super cheap. They got him like 2 second rounders.
Every couple of years, too, they go and get a big name point guard in it. Like they had Kyrie.
Yep.
Right? Yeah.
Didn't work.
Doesn't pan
Kemba
out.
Kemba just doesn't look like Kemba.
Charlotte.
Right. Yeah. Right.
I don't know. So it's like, yeah, who's next?
Yeah, I thought Boston was the big losers today. They should have gone out. There are some. I mean, I know we're still waiting on the buyouts, but I don't think they're going to be able to afford Drummond or Aldridge. So I don't know what they're going to do there, but I think Boston's the big losers here.
And then Aaron Gordon to Denver.
I love this deal.
I like that.
I think that's good.
I think this complements Jokic really well.
I think so, too. I thought this was a good move for Denver. A lot of athleticism added to this lineup that didn't have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like they were lacking athleticism. Because Jokic isn't the most athletic human being.
Hey, it works.
He's sneaky, though.
Oh, he's insanely good at basketball, though. Like Jamal Murray's not super athletic. I mean, they got rid of Gary Harris. He wasn't super athletic.
He's a dud.
I mean, Michael Porter Jr. is probably the most athletic player, right?
Yeah, but he don't play defense. I can't stand that guy.
I know.
He didn't even play a game in college, did he?
He played, I think, like, 8 minutes.
Yeah. Hurt his back. Like very, very beginning. Went the Kyrie Irving route.
Yeah.
I think Missouri gave his dad the coaching job if he went there. He was such a high recruit.
That's right. Yeah, I think he was like the number one or number two recruit.
His brother was there too. His brother's in the, I think he's playing in Europe now.
Yeah, I think their dad was their coach in college. And it was pretty much like, hey, get your two sons here and we'll give you a job.
And
didn't pan out for Missouri.
Yeah, not at all. a couple players that were supposed to get moved. Kyle Lowry. We heard his name float around a lot. Both LA teams were interested. Lakers willing to give up KCP, Dennis Schroeder, and Talon Horton Tucker and draft picks for this. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought it was a little too much. I thought he was for sure going to end up in Philly.
Philly was another team as well.
He's from Philly. He's a Philly guy. They're missing basically one shooter leader, and that's exactly what Kyle Lowry is. I'm not a big Kyle Lowry fan. That dude spends more time staring at the refs than he does playing basketball. But he's shown he can make big time runs like he did with the Raptors. So I was surprised he didn't get moved today. I think he's a free agent this offseason, though. I think that was the big reason why teams were scared to make a deal for him.
Yeah.
Because he wouldn't commit long term.
Yeah, both these players we're about to name here were their upcoming free agents.
Yeah.
So Kyle Lowry's an upcoming free agent. I think that's why Toronto was like, I don't know if we're going to give you another big deal. So it's like, we'll be willing to ship you. But yeah, they hold on to him.
Yeah, they keep him for now. Toronto's a weird team. Yeah,
didn't their coach win Coach of the Year a couple of years ago? And they
last year. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dwayne Casey. Yeah. And Nick Nurse won a championship his first year. They had a crazy good year last year without Kawhi Leonard. Returned the same team and now outside of the playoffs looking in. So they're a bizarre team.
Yeah, and they just traded Norman Powell, kind of like one of their six men. He averages 19.5 points. I didn't realize it was that high. I thought he was like kind of around the 16.5 range. But a very good shooter. I guess right now he's got like one of the best 3-point percentages in the league. He's like 6'4", pretty bouncy. I mean, but Portland gives up Gary Trent Jr. and Rodney Hood. What do you think of this deal?
Hated it. Gary Trent's my guy. I love Gary Trent Jr.
I kind of like it for Portland.
Portland, they don't really need another wing scorer, though. They needed someone that could defend their I think that's why Covington's been so good for them. But Gary Trent was awesome, too, because he could guard the Currys, the Westbrooks, the point guard of the league. Norman Powell ain't going to guard anybody. So I wasn't big on this because they lost money on it, and they lose. I mean, Gary Trent, I think, was on the best. He was making, like, $1.3 million.
It was a bargain.
This year. He was on, like, the best contract in the NBA. And he was a restricted free agent, so they're going to have to pay him. So that's probably why they moved him.
I would say that I think they just didn't want to pay him because I think Powell got an extension a year or two ago.
I like Powell, but
he's like a CJ McCollum light. Powell is how I see him.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a pretty good comparison.
It's kind of how I see him.
But is that what Portland needs? Do they need another
more versatility? Score? I mean, you get a more dominant guy coming off the bench scoring. This is all I see.
He'll be
for
a sixth man. He'll be the Jordan Clarkson for the Blazers.
Exactly. And because right now their bench, they had a solid bench, but they didn't have like that go-to dominant bench player.
Yeah.
Gary Trent was probably that guy, but like he'd probably shoot, what, 6 threes a game?
Yeah. He was in a slump too. He's been missing a lot lately. But I love his heart. I love that guy.
Yeah. And then last player we'll probably talk about here, Lonzo Ball, apparently was trying to get traded. He's going to be a restricted free agent this upcoming offseason. You kind of heard his name going around with different teams like the Clippers, the Bulls. There was another team that won him. And I guess the Golden State Warriors, there was rumors of him going to the Warriors, but it seems like the Pelicans hold on to him because there was talks of Nikhil Alexander-Walker kind of taking the reins at point guard. And the Pelicans being the poverty franchise they are, not wanting to pay their players. So
it's like Green Bay of the NBA.
that's a great comparison. Green Bay doesn't pay anybody.
Yeah. So Pelicans hold on to Lonzo. We'll see what happens to him this offseason. But
I was confused by your tweet today. You said free Lonzo.
Yeah.
You're a Pelicans guy, you like Lonzo. I was confused by that.
I think he needs a new team. I think that Eric
playing pretty well.
He has. He's been shooting the ball extremely better. He's having a career year, pretty much almost in every shooting category. But there's a reason why the Pelicans are one of the worst teams in the NBA in closing games. Lonzo Ball literally sits in the corner, and Eric Bledsoe and Brandon Ingram and Zion just kind of do what Stan Van Gundy tells them to do. It's like Lonzo doesn't have the ball in his hands anymore. He's kind of more like a catch and shoot guy. That's what I've been seeing. That's why I see free Lonzo get the ball into his hands. Because imagine if Lonzo went to the Clippers.
That would have been a perfect fit for him.
Instead of Rajon and have him having Kawhi, Paul George, and then him being the defending point guard as well.
Yeah.
I see that being a lot better, and Lonzo goes home to L.A. So, I mean, that's what I think it would have been better. I'm not a big fan of the Clippers, but I thought that would have been I think he'd be more free on the Clippers, and the ball can be in his hands. Because he's a playmaker.
I like his game. I think that would have been a good fit, too. Mm-hmm. I would have liked to see that.
But the Pelicans did say send J.J. Redick to the Dallas Mavericks, and I think that was the final transaction I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
Didn't they buy him out, or they said they could buy him out? I saw something about J.J. Redick possibly being bought out.
Yeah. Oh, actually, LaMarcus Aldridge, he got bought out.
Yeah, he officially got bought out.
They say he might end up
and then
in
the Heat,
Miami.
I think the Heat are the heavily favorited front runner.
I thought he was going to go back to
that
Portland.
That would be scary down there.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
I
with
think
Vic
very
now,
scary.
Too. I mean, you got to line up. I don't know who their point guard is. Dragic still, if he's healthy.
Yeah.
Then you got Vic, Butler, Aldridge, and Bam with Hero coming off the bench. Hero. Kendrick Nunn is a good player, too.
Yeah, the Heat.
Precious Achiuwa, I really like.
Yeah, the Heat have some dogs.
Yeah.
They really do.
They were in the finals last year, right?
Yeah.
They faced a very tough Lakers team.
It was the bubble, too. So.
Yeah, and they had a great run in the East. Yeah. They just cleaned everyone. And Jimmy Butler was just on a mission. But sticking to basketball, but moving to the collegiate side of things, the Sweet 16
Let's do it.
Is this Saturday and Sunday. A lot of great games. Seth and I kind of previewed it Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we previewed this Monday night. First game, we got Oregon State, Loyola Chicago. I think I picked Loyola Chicago to win this. Something about them. They got a buzz.
They play pretty good. I mean,
but Oregon State might be the hottest team in basketball.
Who did Loyola Chicago play last game?
Illinois.
I think
Illinois.
Was it Illinois that shot like almost 60% and they just couldn't keep up with them?
I think so. Was it?
It might have been the game before that, but there was one team they played that team almost shot 60% from the field, and Loyola Chicago was just that good.
It was either Illinois or Georgia Tech.
It was Georgia Tech.
Illinois didn't
56, shoot. Almost 60%, and couldn't keep up.
I think this team is far better than their team a couple years ago.
Yeah. Oh, I completely
agree. Or is that,
agree.
2 years ago?
And Illinois was no slouch.
Yeah, we didn't have March Madness last
Granted,
year.
Granted, that's probably, that Illinois team, I mean, Loyola was probably pissed about playing Illinois.
Yeah.
It's in state, so.
Yeah, I'm going to take Loyola Chicago on this one. I like the Beavs, but.
But Sister Jean. Yeah. She's got that magic.
This might be Rhonda asked. Is she still, going?
Yeah.
She's still trucking? Okay.
She was at the game.
Against
Illinois. Was she really?
Yeah, she was at
I've
the
seen
game.
All the videos of her, like the pass run and everything, but I don't know if she
but
was still.
You're like, she is so
she
old.
Was like, what, 101 2 years ago?
You might want to be careful on your way out of it.
I mean, it's not like
just
a
start
thing, but
yeah.
I was just curious because I didn't. I've seen all these videos I've seen are from Sister Jean 2 years ago.
She's 101.
Good for her.
She's 5 foot.
Hey, she was almost born on the same day as me.
August 21st of 1919.
A little bit different year, but
think about what she's seen in her life.
She's seen two global pandemics.
And two world wars.
Yeah.
Almost
three.
Almost. No, I don't think she saw World War One. When was World War One?
Yeah, it was the 12.
She
would have been a
tail end,
baby.
Possibly.
Yeah. Oh, but she was.
Great Depression.
Zooming through. Yeah, Great Depression. She was definitely, what, like 25 to 30 during World War Two. Jeez. Yeah.
Nah, I'm
good for she her. Has seen,
I'm on her team.
Sister Jean has seen everything.
Yeah.
Wow. Jean Dolores Schmidt might be 101 years old, but she didn't let her age or a global pandemic stop her from supporting her beloved Loyola Chicago. You got to love basketball, man.
That Oregon State team did surprise me, though.
In the Pac-12 tournament, yeah. And then once they won it all, I was like, damn, I think they're gonna make some noise here in March. And here we are, Sweet 16. But, I mean,
I'm still taking Loyola.
Yeah, I think I might take Loyola in this one.
I think so, too.
I think they're the better team.
Yeah, but again, either team wins, and I'm happy, like, regardless of who wins.
Both Cinderellas, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, we talked about this. Great story from both sides. Next game. Great game, I think. Baylor-Villanova. These are the first two games Saturday.
I don't even think it's close.
I think it'll be closer than you think.
Villanova just can't score. Without Gillespie, they can't score. Jeremiah Robinson Earl, who's solid, but... I don't know. You've got a team who struggles offensively against the best defensive team in the country. I think Baylor's gonna
once Baylor
shut
gets
them down.
Going, they're not afraid to throw the ball around and
no, Baylor's the better team, don't get me wrong, but I think it'll be a decent game. I think Baylor will win though. Next game. Oh, I'm sorry, we're
I do
say
like
something?
The way Villanova plays basketball though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like I said,
stay 4 years. I mean, I'm not huge on the one and done, but they've won a couple natties, so I respect it.
100%, yeah. Right now, they got probably the best coach in the tournament.
Yeah.
Easily, right?
They've produced some decent NBA talent. Boeheim's up there, too. Boeheim's a legend.
That's right, yeah. Boeheim's up there.
Yeah.
You can put Virginia's not in it anymore.
But I do love Jay Wright's it. Jay Wright's awesome.
Gonzaga's
Mark Few.
Good.
Mark Few.
Yeah, but Jay Wright's won.
He's up there with Roy Williams. He's won multiple.
Yeah. Beat Roy Williams and won, too.
Yeah.
That was a good game.
Yeah.
Arkansas versus Oral Roberts.
I'm taking Oral Roberts.
Actually?
Yeah.
Really?
Dude, you know how many games in my life I've seen teams lose because they don't shoot free throws?
Yeah, no, they're the best free throw shooting team in the country.
And highest scoring team. Make your free throws. Ohio State lost to them and shot like 50% from the line that game.
Yeah, they got...
Oral Roberts went like...
It's crazy to me watching college basketball and seeing the difference on free throws between college players and NBA players.
The teams
it's crazy to me.
The teams that consistently make the tournament and make deep runs will make their free throws.
Yeah. I think their luck runs out here, though. I like Arkansas.
I think so, too.
I think these Cinderella teams, their worst nightmares are lanky, athletic teams, and that is what Arkansas is all about.
You're wrong, Will. Right. I'm just kidding.
And I don't want to root.
If there's anything we know about March Madness, is that
it's
guaranteed.
Like you can say anything.
It's
and
easy
you have
to predict.
And I'm not huge on the coach for Arkansas. He's the guy from Nevada.
Muscle man's the worst.
Yeah, he always
brings
him up.
Yeah,
I try not to bring him up, but someone always brings it up.
Yeah, Muscle
I think
man's
that
the, Muscle man's
team
the worst.
Is good. They play good basketball. They're not afraid to get after you on defense.
Max Abemis or whatever.
They shoot the three ball. They shoot more threes than anybody in the country.
Like, but you live by it and you die by it.
Correct.
They got all the hype in the world to be living by it. So
yeah.
So Arkansas is at minus 11.
I do think it'll be closer than that. Arkansas doesn't. They don't put up a lot of points. So
taking Oral Roberts to cover.
Yeah.
I'll take the spread on that. I get
Oral Roberts to win. I'm telling you.
You're taking money line.
Put that on the money line. What is the money line right now? It's got to be like, what, plus 280?
No, crazy. I think Oral Roberts is probably like plus 350.
It's in the 300s.
I'm trying to load my bookie right now.
Shh, we're in Idaho.
No, we're not.
No, I'm going to take our hits on that one, though.
I just like to check the lines. Oh, it's not loading. Anyways. But anyways, all I know is Arkansas's heavily favored. Oh, wait.
It might say on the ESPN app. We're in. It normally says it.
No, stop. No, I'm kidding. We'll go Gamecast. Oh, here we go.
92% chance Arkansas. Oh, Willie, if you believe it, you got to put some money down.
Oral Roberts is plus 460. So yeah,
that's crazy.
I undershot that.
That's a payout, Willie B.
Make your free throws, you'll win a lot of basketball games.
That's true. That's very true. I think their luck runs out here, though. Not luck. I mean, they've earned it to this point, but I do think it runs out here.
The Cinderella story ends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with it. I think next round it ends for them, but I think they still got a little bit.
So they got a little bit of fun. Yeah, because then they'd have Baylor.
That point guard is raw, too.
Yeah, Maxie. Max Amos.
I like him, yeah.
He played his way into the NFL
Devin
or
Perez
NBA
just
draft.
FaceTimed me. What's he doing? God.
Uh-oh. It did that.
Oh. Okay, well, I think the Twitter live stream just went down. So, I think...
We'll keep going. We're good.
Do you want to make this just one separate episode and then...
Do NFL on the other one?
And then have, like, the NFL as a separate episode?
Yeah, I'm done with that.
Do you want to do that? Okay. So, yeah, we'll just finish up talking about March Madness and then
we'll start that. Next one was Syracuse-Houston. This is my upset for this next weekend. I think Syracuse is going to win this game. Houston can't shoot.
Dude, yeah. I think Syracuse can win, too.
You got to shoot to beat the 2-3. And they got Quentin Grimes, who's a good shooter. I do like Quentin Grimes.
They got dudes, though, at Houston.
Yeah, they're tough. Syracuse. They're tough.
They're lanky, too. They're athletic.
Yeah.
Syracuse at plus 6.5.
Is the line right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they definitely cover that. I'm picking Syracuse. I think Syracuse wins this game. I truly think I'm going to bet right now Loyola Chicago gets to the Final Four. Because then if the winner of those two plays, so if Loyola Chicago gets Syracuse.
We didn't check the line on that
one. I'm going to take Loyola Chicago. It says it right there.
Really? Oh, yeah. Loyola Chicago minus 7.
That's a lot, though.
That is a lot. And they're minus 290 on the money line. The over-under is 125.
What is that banking on? God, I'm bad at math. 60, 63 pop.
Yeah, like low scoring.
Yeah. Which I could see that.
The what, Loyola game?
Yeah. Over-under on Arkansas Oral Roberts is 160.
Yeah, you're at 80 points.
Yeah, jeez.
I mean, Oral Roberts, I think, averages like 80-something.
Yeah, that one will definitely be more high scoring.
Arkansas as well. All right, well, those were the Saturday games. Let's move to the Sunday games. First one is Creighton-Gonzaga. Gonzaga.
Yeah. Gonzaga looks good. Ready to play.
Creighton might be the worst team left in it.
I would probably agree with that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gonzaga's going to win that game.
Yep, Gonzaga. Yep, they're favored by 13.
I think they might cover that, too.
I think they will.
Yeah.
I think they for sure will. They have just steamrolled everyone.
Their first game, they were... expected win by like 35, I think, and they won by 44.
Yeah, they covered. Yeah, what did Dylan say? What was the spread on that?
Oh,
the
I
first
didn't
Gonzaga
see.
Game, it was like a 40-point spread.
Yeah,
or like 33. It was, and they covered it.
Wow,
it was remarkable. But yeah, Gonzaga. I mean, I don't got much else to say.
Yeah, Gonzaga win that game,
hands down. Not even. Yeah.
Next one, Florida State at Michigan. I think this is going to be a great game.
This is my upset
game. I like
game.
Florida State.
I like Florida State.
I want to take Michigan.
Yeah. If they had Isaiah Livers, maybe.
Yeah, I guess that's true, but I'm still going to stick with them.
I think it's going to be a very low-scoring game. Florida State's, I think, the best. Well, Baylor's the best defensive team, but Florida State's right there with them.
Michigan played tough. They were down by a lot early on, and they came back and won.
And I also picked them to lose to LSU, so yeah, I could definitely be wrong on that.
I think they'll just find a way.
Okay.
They got a good squad in Michigan.
They do. They really do. I just right now the Big Ten is just really disappointing me.
But the ACC was disappointing all year.
Yeah,
That is true. But, I mean, I think Florida State right now is, I don't know, they just seem like they play better defense. Yeah, we'll Let's see. Just say, like it's we'll March. Say, it's I March.
Mean, Georgia Tech won the ACC tournament, so.
There you have it.
Right.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, would I be surprised if Michigan won? Not at all.
That's
I think that's going to be the best game of the weekend. I think that's going to be really good.
Michigan State, or excuse me, Michigan's only minus 2.5.
2.5 on that one.
What game's next? USC, Oregon?
UCLA, Alabama.
Oh, yeah, UCLA, Oregon. I think Bama's scary. I think
Bama, yeah.
I have them in my Final Four. Yeah, I think the luck runs out. I mean, not luck, but like I think UCLA, their little runs, I think it ends here.
I think there's maybe two teams that could beat Gonzaga, and I think that's Baylor and Alabama.
Yeah.
I think are the only two teams that could beat Gonzaga.
Baylor's good. I really wanted to see that game go down.
Yeah. We might now get it on the biggest stage.
I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen.
I think we'll get it Final Four.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, after UCLA, Bama, anything else you want to say on UCLA, Bama?
Bama looks good.
Yeah, it does look good. Well, do you think it's going to be a close game?
No. I got Bama by like 11 or 12.
I haven't seen much of UCLA this year, but in the past couple of years, they haven't been.
They kind of fell apart. I mean, they lost three in a row to end the season. They lost to Oregon State, actually. That was their first game in the Pac-12 tournament. And then they've kind of glued it together. They've won the next two games in the tournament.
So it's an impressive run.
Yeah. How many teams did the Pac-12 get in this year?
Five. Colorado, Oregon State, UCLA, USC, Oregon.
Yeah.
Is that all? Yeah, Arizona. Neither of the Arizonas didn't get in.
Yeah, which usually, like, they're always in.
UW didn't get in.
The Washington's UW didn't get in.
Yeah, neither of the Washington's. Stanford didn't get in.
I think that was it. I think just
Cal didn't get in. Yeah.
Still, though. That's
they all played well. Except, I mean, Colorado got one, but.
I mean, what? They got 1, 2, 3, 4 teams in the Sweet 16?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Colorado was the only one that didn't.
Yeah, a little bit of money going to the Pac-12 conference after this one.
Yeah, for sure.
And respect.
They're at least getting one team to the Elite Eight. It's USC or Oregon.
That's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a great game.
I think that's going to be the best one on Sunday.
Yeah. I think so, too.
I'm taking Oregon, though. They're fresh. They didn't have to play the first game.
I like SC. I'm big on the Moby brothers.
Dude, after the way they played against Kansas, if they play like that, they're going Final Four.
Oregon's the scary team for them because you don't score on USC inside. Kansas relies on inside scoring.
Correct.
You can't score inside on USC because you got both the Mobley brothers there.
But Oregon's got snipers.
Oregon shoots it. And so if Oregon gets hot, I think they can do it.
And they've already seen these. They've seen each other twice already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did they split it?
That's a great question, Will. Let's take a look.
One got postponed.
One got postponed. And USC beat them 72-58.
Early, though.
Last time.
Oregon was hurt a lot early, though. Chris Dort came back at the end, and that was, like, their big... Chris Dort's their best player.
I'm going to take the fresh legs. I'll go Oregon.
I think this game's a toss-up. I think this... It's going to depend on if Oregon can shoot the ball.
Everybody had Iowa going deep.
Yeah.
Oregon shut that down.
I had SC beating Iowa.
I had SC... What? Wait, hold on. SC beat Kansas. I had that.
And then I had them beating Iowa.
Oh, no, I didn't have Iowa going far. I had, who did I have them playing?
Was it Oregon?
Did I have Oregon going far? There was a team that didn't make it. I think I had Oregon losing to. Okay, time to check my bracket. I'm kind of scared.
It would have had to be in VCU then, but then VCU didn't even play. Oh, yeah, it was because you sent me the text about VCU.
Oregon VCU is the first game.
Yeah.
Yeah, God, I had VCU. And then I had Iowa beating VCU. And then I had USC beating... I had Iowa beating... Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no, I'm closing this. I'm closing this window. All right.
It'll be that's a good game, though.
That's going to be a great one.
Yeah. All right, well, that's going to wrap up our episode there for basketball, March Sadness, if your bracket's below 50% like mine. There's the trade deadline as well. Hope you all enjoyed it. Make sure to tune in to our next episode, and it's going to be NFL free agency. We got a lot of players to talk about. A lot of players have new homes.
Good players have new homes.
A lot of good players also have new homes. A lot of players stayed home, And we'll talk more about that here soon. So have a good one, guys. Make sure to tune in next time.